The market, well, it's been making trouble for people of late, coming off of highs, looking at what it might do, and people are worried. And if you're worried, you want to avoid trouble, and you've come to the right place because we are in the danger zone. This is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. So you come here to find out what is headed for trouble. And they do it by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up so that when you might look at numbers and have a quick reaction from the top down, they are looking at the bottom up and wondering,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. And if something is misleadingly bad, that makes it dangerous. By the way, if something is misleading but looks great, that's going to make it attractive. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks, and there's always more information available on the stuff we talk about here. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Companies with overstated earnings.
Danger, danger.
Companies with overstated earnings. That's a broad category, but they're in the danger zone now because it's earnings season. So, you know, we're always looking for catalysts. What's going to make something that you find dangerous have a problem? What you're suggesting here is we've got some companies that are going to have earnings misses, and that might be catalysts?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So as our core earnings number becomes more broadly integrated into the marketplace, right? I mean, we've got all this publicity around, hey, this is a new, better number. It's better than the state-of-the-art research that everyone else does. This new technology is getting this footnotes data that, you know, all sophisticated analysts know is important, but they assume most people don't see it or look at it. And those that do feel they have some proprietary advantage. But now that we are effectively open sourcing access to footnotes to more people, we think more folks are going to start to see through these overstated numbers and punish companies that miss or recognize that the numbers aren't as good as they really are or as reported.
Okay. So we've got companies that are about to report numbers that don't necessarily look as good as expected on your scale. Remember, they're going to be reporting numbers that the market has to judge on. So help us understand the discrepancy and where it's showing up. And will Wall Street recognize that hey, these numbers aren't quite as good as they look or as expected?
Yeah. Like, so for example, we got five companies in this report. One is Penn National Gaming. The street estimate is 81 cents a share. Our core earnings estimate is 64 cents a share. And these guys have been sort of sneaking in unusual items into their numbers that have made the street number or the analyst number too high in the past. And so estimates based on these overinflated numbers are too high as well. And overinflated numbers are a function of unusual gains propping up results. And unusual gains are unusual for a reason. They're not part of the core of the business. So when you take them out, you're going to see the earnings be worse than expected.
So that's Penn National Gaming, which is ticker symbol PENN. Who else is in line for trouble here?
American Electric Power has a street estimate of $1.50 for 3Q21. Our estimate is just $1.14. Howmet Aerospace, street estimate of 25 cents. We think they're only going to get 20. Xcel Energy's got $1.20 street estimate. We think they're only going to get 98 cents a share. And Robert Half International, the street estimate is $1.40. Our core estimate is just $1.21.
So it's not necessarily that Wall Street's going to wake up. It's that you're expecting these are the numbers that they're going to wind up delivering. How do your numbers normally stack up? Because companies can disappoint you as well.
No, that's right. You know, we haven't actually been tracking our estimates versus reality because we just now kind of created a per company estimate. But what I can tell you is that in the detailed and exhaustive studies by Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan, they showed that our core earnings number was a much better predictor of next period earnings than anything else. Based on their research, which you can get for free, our numbers are much more predictive of future earnings, which is why we've developed this capability on our own.
What we're really saying is that at some point, the street numbers and reality are going to converge, and it's going to be at the numbers you're looking at on earnings. So even if these companies report bigger earnings now, what we're really saying is they're going to be inflated and that earnings miss is coming.
That's right. That's right. At some point, these unusual gains can't go into perpetuity. Otherwise, they become usual, right? It's unusual for a reason. It's non-recurring or not related to the operations of the business, which means the company is unlikely to sustain it. And when they can no longer sustain it, then the number comes back down to earth.
How off their valuations are these stocks? I mean, if you're looking at things that are priced for Wall Street estimates and Wall Street estimates are wrong, these companies are giving guidance, but they're not giving the numbers you're giving. What kind of mispricing are we looking at? What do you think these stocks are worth?
I don't like to pretend I have a crystal ball and can tell you exactly how much the market will punish. But I think this is one of the sort of short-term indicators that clients can now look to us to provide, and your listeners can look to us to provide. I don't have the ratings for all these stocks right in front of me, so I can't tell you if they're also attractive or also very dangerous. But I would say, either way, earnings misses tend not to be good for stock prices in the near term. The degree to which companies get punished for missing changes. And I would say that if the fundamentals are bad and the valuation is high, which is like a typical danger zone stock, and they miss earnings, that can be the catalyst for a significant correction. On the other hand, if it's already cheap and the underlying economics of the business are good, we probably wouldn't see as much of a correction. But I don't have all that in front of me right now. I'm wanting to keep this simpler, Chuck, and just focus really more on this earnings prediction stuff.
And folks should be watching. Again, the tickers, PENN, AEP, HWM, XEL, and RHI, five companies in the danger zone because earnings likely to be overstated. You can watch them and see how they play out, and there's much more available information for you at newconstructs.com. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck.
That's David Trainer. He is the president and founder at New Constructs. You can get more information at their website, and they're on Twitter at New Constructs. We're heading for home on today's edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. Talking stocks with soon-to-be hedge fund manager Leon Wilfond. Yeah, that, and he's a top-down guy, so we'll be digging in at the top instead of the bottom next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.